Okay, so Tony is one of the many members of Made in the USA. They are a cover band that covers mainly classic rock from the 70s up until the 90s. Tony, thank you again for coming on the air. It's really excited to talk about your music.
Well, thanks for having me. Like you said, we're called Made in the USA, and we're out of Fredericksburg, specializing in 70s classic rock, and we play around the Virginia, Northern Virginia area, all down to Richmond, and D.C.
Awesome.
And we're going to be playing this Saturday up real close to GMU there at a place called Fat Tuesdays in the University Mall on Saturday night, starting at 9 o'clock.
Awesome. Well, I think it's going to be awesome. I think you're going to get a lot of people coming in and listening to your great music. So you said you were a cover band. When did this all start? How did you get into making cover music?
Well, I had a band in Northern Virginia when I lived up there a while back, and we did mostly originals. But when I got down into Fredericksburg, you know, there wasn't much available places to play if you didn't play covers. So we started playing covers. And I went through a couple lineups, and just 70s is the stuff that I think everybody happens to love.
Mm-hmm.
And so we decided to specialize in 70s, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's all the stuff that everybody seems to grow up, no matter what age they are. Everybody seems to love that genre, you know.
Mm-hmm. And did your band ever consider creating original music, or have you always been passionate about creating cover music?
Well, we would like to record some originals, and we've got one up on our website right now on www.madeinusarockband.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's an original called Just Friends, and it's about, you know, when a girl tells you she just wants to be friends.
Yeah, that reminds me of When Harry Met Sally. I saw that the other day, and I was like, that's the ultimate friend zone romantic comedy type of movie. It's up until the end, at least. No spoilers. But
well, I think every guy's been burnt with that phrase, just friends, one day or another. But
yeah,
so I think most people could relate to that.
Yeah, yeah. It's good to have relatable music, you know, like a lot of people can take something away from that and kind of make their own interpretation of it based on their own story. But okay, I was just wondering, this is a personal question.
Okay.
So you guys, do you only do American classic rock bands? Do you ever go out to the UK and try like bands like Led Zeppelin, Cream, the Beatles?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, just because it's the name of the band is Made in the USA, all the members were made in the USA. But we cover everybody from Asia to ZZ Pop to the Beatles to Santana, REO Speedwagon, Styx, Bruce Springsteen, Hendrix, you name it. We're we're all over the map. And we kind of try to stay in that 70s genre, but to be honest with you, we've had so many people asking for Prince. We've been doing Prince almost every show, too.
Oh, yeah, Prince has been a big topic ever since, like, the unfortunate happening of his death and everything. But, you know, he's a great artist, along with all the other musicians and artists and bands that you mentioned. But yeah, I'm really excited to hear that you're making all the different type of genres and type of music from the different bands. What is there any like particular musician or artist that you guys have always like gone back to or like were inspired by when creating all these covers?
Yeah, let me tell you a little bit about the players in the band. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure, of course.
Well, every person in the band seems to bring their own little flavor to it. Our keyboard player, his name is David Brown. He's an Army Band brass player. And he actually, you know, he used to teach brass at the School of Music there at DMU for a while.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and he's a huge Styx and REO Speedwagon fan. He's a phenomenal keyboard player and singer, and that Styx and REO is his thing. So the Styx and the REO covers, they're to satisfy him, and he picks them.
Mm-hmm.
And then our bass player, you're going to love this, she's a female.
Oh,
and,
wow, awesome.
Her name is Peggy Foster, and she was an ex-Runaway. She was in the band The Runaways, the all-girl band, back in the day with Leah Ford and Joan Jett.
Wow, Joan Jett.
Yeah, and she's a top-notch bass player with killer chops, and she's got a heavenly voice. And she actually recorded on Steve Vai's first two albums.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I understand, Steve hired her because she could important to him because he was writing music at the time where, you know, the guitar player is playing one, everybody's playing different time signatures, and somewhere down the line they all meet and join in one time signature. So she said she was hired because of that, and that Steve Vai was pretty down to earth fella. Our drummer, you know, we're a four piece band. Our drummer, his name is Jose Bam Bam Perez, and he's our little Latin lover. he was a jazz prodigy at 14 years of age.
Wow!
And
wow.
So he was doing the jazz circuit when he was really young, and he can play any kind of music. But we're glad to get him and Peggy as a team into the lineup. Mm-hmm. And he kind of sounds like a juggernaut when he gets playing. It's almost like a train barreling down the tracks. Once he gets started, it's hard to get him to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And but from all these different backgrounds, we kind of bring that flavor in to cover these classic tunes that everybody grew up loving, like A Fly Like an Eagle or Bad Company's tunes. REO Speedwagons, or Styx Blue Collar Man comes to mind. These are pretty challenging tunes, and each of these guys bring their own unique flavor to the tune.
Wow.
We stay true to the original, but at the same time, we take our liberties, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So every song becomes like, you know, a little expedition. Once we get through the head of the song and the main body of the song, then we take our liberties.